I'm Heather Vail, and you're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Today, I'm speaking with Piff the Magic Dragon, magician and star of the Flamingo Show of the same name. His rescue dog sidekick, Mr. Piffles, is the world's only magic performing chihuahua. Mr. Piffles is turning 15, and they're throwing a birthday bash on Monday to support the Nevada SPCA. Piff, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us. Mr. Piffles is here, obviously.
Mr. Piffles is here, too. Mr. Piffles, yeah. Thank you so much for being here as well.
He's nodding. He's acknowledging. Okay. He gave you a thumbs up.
Awesome. So, Piff, how long have you guys been doing your show at the Flamingo?
We've been there 7 years now. We just had our 7th anniversary on November 9th.
That's awesome. So 7 years, that means that part of those years were during the pandemic. How did that affect your show?
We actually only took 6 months off for the pandemic. We were the first headliner back in Las Vegas, and we reopened the show on October 30th, 2020. And we did a socially distanced show with like masks, and everyone had to be like 25 feet away from us. It was bananas. And so we did like various versions of, you know, as like the capacity slowly increased and as the masks eventually went away, we did various versions of that until finally in July last year, we were back to normal. But we moved showrooms. So we're now in the much bigger Flamingo showroom. We spent 5 years in the Piff the Magic Dragon Theater, which is a great little room at the Flamingo. And we moved across the hall. We took over the Donny and Marie showroom, because they stopped doing that show a couple of years ago. And we now do our show there with RuPaul. We're the 7 p.m. show and RuPaul is the 9:30 p.m. show.
That's great. So, I mean, of course, Vegas is known for magic shows. And I have a feeling I know what kind of sets yours apart. I mean, you've got a dragon, you've got a chihuahua. No one else can really say that. But what else makes the Piff the Magic Dragon show different from other magic shows on the Strip?
I mean, I think we're the only magic show to shoot a chihuahua out of a cannon currently. You know, that may change. By the time this interview airs, that this could all change. But yeah, we obviously have like a very unique take on magic, me and Mr. Piffles. We got Jade Simone, who's a Las Vegas showgirl. And, you know, the showgirls are kind of disappearing in Las Vegas. So that's another unique angle on the show. And we do a mixture of magic and comedy. So if you're not laughing, it's probably a magic trick.
Okay, cool. So you've got this show called Reptile Dysfunction as well. What exactly is that?
Yeah, that's our first hour-long comedy special. And we shot it a couple of years ago. And Penn Jillette plays my long-lost father, Pop the Magic Dragon. And when we moved showrooms and we changed the show completely, we thought, okay, well, now's a good time to release it, because it's got like different tricks than are in the Las Vegas show now. And you can see it on YouTube at youtube.com/Piff the Magic Dragon, or just Google Reptile Dysfunction. Surprisingly, it's the first thing that comes up.
I Googled that and I did not like the results that Google showed me.
You have to be very careful about how you spell this.
I spelled it right. I mean, I'm a copywriter. I know how to spell, but yeah. Just a warning, if anyone wants to...
I think Google suggests other solutions.
Yes. Right, exactly. Yeah.
But you know, okay. I don't have the power to control Google and what they suggest. I can only do the best I can. Obviously, it was my fault that we're in this situation, but let's not dwell on that.
I think Penn Jillette as your father, Pop the Magic Dragon, is perfect casting as well. That sounds hilarious. So I'm going to check it out.
They're my mentors. I got my big break in 2011 in the UK on a show called Penn and Teller Fool Us, which is the first season. They shot the first season in the UK and then all the other seasons they've made in the US. But that was my first big break. And when I met them, they loved my act and they were very kind to me. They sort of took me under their wing and they mentored me over the years. And Penn's one of my best friends, and Teller works on magic with me, and you know, you couldn't ask for more from those two guys. They're kind of the greatest.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So you mentioned that Mr. Piffles gets shot out of a cannon, but besides that, what role does he play in the show?
He solves Rubik's Cubes. Okay. He makes any drink the audience asks for appear, although It's not from his mouth. So, he also heals a couple's relationship every single night. Every night we find a couple whose, you know, relationship is on the rocks, and Mr. Piffles turns it around for them.
Nice. Okay.
That's not bad, you know, for a magic
It's
performing
not
chihuahua.
bad. It's
Right.
not bad at all. No.
You sound
How
like
did
you
you?
want more.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean,
Okay,
we don't want to
that's
take away
enough.
all the mystery, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I know he's a rescue dog. How did you end up adopting him?
I was performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in 2009, and I was doing my first hour-long show, and you know, it was fine, but I kind of was like, oh, this, I need something extra for this act. I need a gimmick. And the woman who was running the venue, she had a chihuahua, and my publicist said, hey, let's put the chihuahua in the show. So we put this chihuahua called Nacho in the show, and it was a big hit. And so the next day we went and rescued Mr. Piffles. We found him on a dog rescue site, and he was in terrible condition when I had him, when I first found him. His hair was all matted, his eyes were all like gunked up with junk, and you know, his teeth were bad. And so we, you know, first thing I took him to the vets and got him on the right food. And 3 months later, his eyes cleared up, his coat was like shiny and looked amazing, and he just turned into this like show business star. And we were doing the sh we'd be, I don't know, we'd done like probably 5,000 shows together. And after about the first couple of hundred, my agent said to me, I think that dog's developing comedy timing. And he was, because he's like got a great deadpan, and he developed that over the years. He just like stares into the camera.
That's incredible. So I have four rescue dogs myself. Three of them are long-haired chihuahuas, just like Mr. Piffles. One of them is also turning 15 this week. So I mean, they could be twins,
They could be, yeah.
but she's half blind. I can barely train her where to do her business,
Right.
let alone to do magic tricks and all the stuff that you mentioned. So, what was the process like of training this dog to become a magician's assistant, basically?
Like I say, I kind of lucked out with him. He's always been really healthy. He's always, you know, he's just been a very easy dog to look after, which is great because he's my first dog. So I had a lot to learn, and he could just kind of like does nothing really on stage. He just does nothing, which is the perfect, which is exactly what you need from a magic performing chihuahua, the
Right.
ability to do nothing. So, but he does nothing better than anyone else does something.
So, what exactly is happening for his birthday extravaganza coming up on Monday?
Well, we got a little cocktail reception at a fancy steakhouse at the Flamingo, Bugsy and Myers, one of the finest steakhouses in Las Vegas. And then we're throwing a big birthday bash show where Mr. Piffles will be starring, and he's going to be serenaded by Donny Osmond.
That's awesome. How much does it all cost?
Well, I can deduct it from my tax return, so we'll be fine.
No. Okay. If listeners want to attend, if they're like, yeah, you know what? I want to go to this birthday party. And, you know, some of the proceeds are going to support the Nevada
With
SPCA.
all of the merchandise proceeds. So you don't even have to come to the show. You can
Oh,
just
you can
wait
just go buy a
outside
t-shirt.
and buy a t-shirt on the night, and you'll be donating to the Nevada SPCA. But if you do want to come, you just go to Ticketmaster and look how much the tickets, they, I think they start about $50, $60, and they sort of go up from there.
Okay, so they'll be able to go to the show. They'll be able to see Donny Osmond serenading Mr.
Right.
Piffles. And do they get
Yeah.
to take a photo? Do they get to meet Mr. Piffles?
Afterwards, we take a photo with everybody who comes to the show. We've always done that in Las Vegas. We've always stayed after the show and done a meet and greet for everyone who's come. So they'll be able to get their picture with Mr. Piffles and give him a little pat on the head. I'll also be in the picture, but they can crop me out if they like.
Okay, awesome. And what if people want to find out more about what you do, more about the show, maybe your touring shows, or see
Yeah.
some merchandise you have? Where would they go?
They can go to piffthemagicdragon.com.
All right, awesome. So, piffthemagicdragon.com, if you want to find out more about Piff the Magic Dragon and see pictures of the adorable Mr. Piffles.
He's the
And if you
best.
want, he is, he's so adorable. And if you want to check out Reptile Dysfunction, the show that has Penn Jillette playing his father, Pop the Magic Dragon, you can find that on youtube.com/Piff the Magic Dragon. Don't Google it. Just go to youtube.com/Piff the Magic Dragon. And Mr. Piffle's 15th birthday party is happening on Monday, November 14th. 5:30 p.m. is when his birthday party starts. 7 p.m. is the show at the Flamingo Showroom, and Donny Osmond will be there as a special guest as well. And then after the show, meet and greet, get your picture taken with Mr. Piffles and Piff the Magic Dragon as well, if you don't mind having Piff the Magic Dragon in your photo as well. Which, I mean, I think that's incredible, actually. That's amazing that you come out after the show and meet with all the audience. I know that
we love it. We love it because we get to say hi to the people who pay our bills. So we've always loved doing that. Yeah.
So it's an extra treat for them, and you get something out of it as well. So once again, so Monday, November 14th is Mr. Piffle's birthday. And you can also just go by the Flamingo Showroom. If you buy any merchandise, those proceeds are going to help the Nevada SPCA as well. And that's only on Monday, November 14th to celebrate Mr. Piffle's 15th birthday. All right. Awesome. Piff, I want to thank you so much for being here. And Mr. Piffles, thank you for being here. You know, you weren't very talkative, but...
He's waving.
Okay. Is he wagging his tail?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Mr. Piffles, thank you so much for being here as well and keeping Piff company through this interview. I appreciate you. And happy birthday, Mr. Piffles. And you also share a birthday week, at least with my long-haired Chihuahua, Gaia. So happy birthday to both Gaia and Mr. Piffles. And Piff, I want to thank you so much for being here and letting us know what's going on, and especially giving the proceeds from your merchandise to Nevada SPCA for this special occasion. It's very much appreciated.
They do good
supporting.
Work.
They do. Absolutely. Yeah. It's great to support the rescue organizations. And once again, piffthemagicdragon.com is where you can find out more information. Thank you so much, Piff, for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you. See you soon.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find families for children who've lingered in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and today I'm speaking with Bob Maxwell, CEO of Voice of the Veteran. This nonprofit organization is totally dedicated to the enhancement of the life and lifestyle of veterans and their families. Bob, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, Heather, thank you for having me on your show.
So for those who aren't familiar with your organization, what exactly does Voice of the Veteran do?
Well, we started out just where I started it in Michigan. I had to go back to Michigan. My father fell and broke his hip. And unfortunately, we all know what happens from there. But I started out there interviewing veterans, talking about their time in service and their stories and things like that. It helped them come to grips with what they've been through. And also it helped. I did it for future generations to help kids understand, hey, this is what went on. And this is what these guys did for our country. And they should be remembered and honored. And then I moved back here after my dad passed. He was a Korean War veteran. So you'll see him all over our website. Yeah, I honored him wherever I could. Mm. But I came back here and met some guys that help veterans get their disability benefits. And that is a major task. And you've got to be a certified veteran service officer. Well, these guys, all five of them, are national veteran service officers. And that really, I mean, the information they have, the talent they have to getting their vets these benefits, it's second to none. It's amazing. So we've grown. We've grown from there.
So how long has it been now since you founded the organization?
2015 is when I started it.
Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of great nonprofits that support veterans in Southern Nevada. What hole does your organization fill that the other ones might not be touching?
Well, one thing we do is we like to work together as a team with other organizations because some don't have that voice. And that's why I call it Voice of the Veteran. They don't have the voice or the ability to get their voices out there to be heard, not just the organizations, but veterans as a whole. Mm-hmm. And, you know, working together, you can accomplish a lot more. So that's one thing we like to do. Another area we fill is the disability claims. Last year, we did $1.5 million in benefits for veterans. And we didn't charge a dime. We don't charge a dime. And they get lifetime benefits, money every month coming in. So that's very helpful for them and their families as well. And then we got the opportunity to take it a step farther. Back in March, we worked with CityServe. And it was us and them. It was held over at the International Church of Las Vegas. And what happened was we got $1.8 million worth of furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, school supplies, diapers, which was a big one that, you know, really, that was huge. It's stuff like that for over 1,000 veterans, active duty, reserves, and National Guard members and their families. And I tell you what, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. It's emotional just thinking about it.
Yeah.
That was never been done before. They call it, not me, I didn't call it this. The papers and the news media call it the largest veterans giveaway in the history of Nevada.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was like, okay, thank you. So, I mean, it's like I said, working with the right people to get things done. When you have results, that's the bottom line. And results don't lie. You know, you do the hard work, you get the things out there. None of us collect a paycheck from Voice of the Veteran. I wish we could, be honest, but we don't. We do it because we're veterans. All of us are veterans in the organization and from different eras. Mm-hmm. Most everybody is from the Vietnam War. And we have a combat medic nurse, and she was in the Gulf War. But, you know, it's a labor of love is what it is. And a lot of things we do are on the fly. And if somebody comes up and says, I need help with this, we kind of look at each other and we're like, never done that one before, but let's figure it out. And we do as a team. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little longer because it's never been done before, you know, by us.
Yeah.
So we do the best we can.
That's great. So when you talk about getting disability benefits for veterans, what's the challenge in them getting the benefits in the first place? Is it because it's too complicated? They don't know what the process is? Like, what's the problem that you're solving?
Well, all of the above and then okay. some. It seems like, you know, it all goes to the VA and, you know, God bless them. But not everybody that works at the VA in this particular arena is a veteran, and a lot of them don't know. It's a job to them, you know, 9 to 5, punch out, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. That's common all over in corporate America. But if you put a period upside down, it's going to get kicked back. That's how precise you have to be. And if you don't know the rules on how to word something or what to look for or things of that nature, it's going to get kicked back to you. We had one guy that our team worked with, and he was in the Vietnam War and got out in like 71, I think it was, and filed his claim. Mm-hmm. And nothing ever happened to this day.
That's more than 50 years.
Yeah. And he still hasn't got it. They
wow.
had no records, but, you know, sticking to it and now finding the records and finding, oh, somebody made big mistakes. And I'm not going to say what branch it is, but that person legally is still in that branch because he was never discharged.
Wow.
It's just like, go home. What? Okay, bye. You know, as a kid in the Vietnam War, but poor guy's had an incredibly tough life. And now he's on the right track, getting the care he needs, the benefits he needs that he deserves. But the sad part is he's in bad shape. And I don't know if he'll live long enough to get his monetary benefits, the back pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly $2 million.
Wow.
Yeah, because it goes back to the day you first filed.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it can be given to his wife, you know, if he does pass away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been done too. But there's a lot of stories. We had one guy, we got $878,000 in back pay for him.
Wow.
And, yeah. He gets $3,600 plus a month, and now he can't even function. So his wife gets what they call aid in attendance. They pay her to take care of him.
Oh,
a lot of
nice.
People don't know that. I mean, I've done a lot of speaking at various groups, mm-hmm. and the women are great. I love them. They're like, well, what happens when he passes away? Am I just out of luck? No, you get those benefits. Really? Well, how do we do that? So we get with them and you get those papers filled out, and they're ready to go. It's It's not a complicated process. What it is a tedious process. And like I said earlier, if you don't know the rules or how things work in tandem, it's going to get kicked back. And if you do, if it happens or somebody gets denied, mm-hmm. we appeal it for them. And these guys, these national service officers we have, oh my, they eat, drink, and sleep this stuff, and they do it all for free. Wow. That's a rarity. Yeah. It's not about the money for us. Yeah. Do we need money to operate? Sure, we do. Just like any organization or any business. But it's the greatest feeling in the world when you look at that veteran and their families and their eyes say it all. I mean, it hits you right here. You know, it's right square in the heart. And it's a good feeling to know that you help somebody and for the rest of their life.
Yeah, absolutely. So this being Veterans Day weekend, what would you like listeners to know about veterans?
Well, the number one thing is when they first signed up to be in the military, basically they signed that proverbial blank check. Everybody gave some gave all. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's so many people. I lost two cousins in Vietnam, and they were both helicopter pilots. I grew up just idolizing those guys. And, you know, it's to understand what they gave and the way they gave it, that, you know, like I said, I was in the last part of Vietnam, and it's not a place, not a time that you want to be in. And it's tough. It really is.
Yeah.
But just understand that these guys gave for our country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is amazing.
Where can people find out more information, whether they're a veteran who wants to use your services, or if it's someone who wants to help out in some way, whether that be donating, volunteering, or otherwise getting involved? Where do they get more information?
Well, they can go on our website at voiceofthevet.us. I shortened it up there. A lot of people say, well, originally the name of the company, the organization was Voice of the Vet. Because everybody calls veterans, right? Amongst ourselves. Well, I had people call me up and say, well, I got this problem. My dog keeps scooting across the carpeting. Well, you better call a veterinarian because we help veterans. So my buddy said, you think you better change it to veterans. So, but the website is voiceofthevet.us.
It's always good to have a shorter website. When people have to type it in, keep it short, right? Yeah. Keep it short and simple.
And they can call us as well. Email us. You can get on the website and you'll see contact us, and it should be there. So,
okay. So once again, voiceofthevet.us is the website, voiceofthevet.us. And once you're there, you can call them, you can email, get in contact. There's different ways. Just click on contact us and you can find it there, voiceofthevet.us. And Bob, I want to thank you so much for, first of all, for serving. Thank you. And to all the veterans listening, thank you for serving the country. And also, Bob, thank you for putting together this organization and helping out people who need your help. Obviously, you are filling a big hole in Southern Nevada, and I'm glad that you're helping out. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time here today. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. Veterans, thank you, and you're awesome.
Hi, I'm Bob Maxwell, CEO of Voice of the Veteran. In the last year, we have helped secure nearly $4 million in aid and lifetime benefits for veterans. If you're a veteran, call us today at 702-381-2566.
I'm Heather Vail, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me today is Dr. Rebecca Edgeworth, assistant professor with Touro University, Nevada, and Katrina Grigsby Thedford, executive director of the Nevada Homeless Alliance. Dr. Edgeworth has been an adjunct professor for Touro since 2013. Katrina is a licensed social worker and certified drug and alcohol counselor with over a decade of professional experience working with those experiencing homelessness, and she was once homeless herself for almost 10 years. The two organizations are partnering for Project Homeless Connect to serve the Las Vegas Valley's homeless and low-income population. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Edgeworth, for those who aren't familiar with Touro University, could you let us know exactly what the university is and what makes it unique?
Sure. Tour University of Nevada is part of a greater college system. There's several of them in the United States. And we are a graduate program that trains DO, doctors of osteopathic medicine, as well as PA, physician assistants, occupational therapists and physical therapists, and a few others. And we are in Henderson, and we're really connected to the community and go out and do quite a bit of community outreach. And so we're really happy to participate in this great event.
Awesome. And Katrina, what is the Nevada Homeless Alliance?
So the Nevada Homeless Alliance, we're a nonprofit agency. We have been in existence since 1992. We work under four pillars. Particularly, we advocate for individuals who are homeless. We advocate as it relates to policy and service provision. We educate the community on best practices, how to work with individuals who are experiencing homelessness through training on particular topics such as motivational interviewing, trauma-informed care, and other topics that relate to serving this population. Collaboration is our key. We do a lot of collaboration in the community. We have a monthly meeting where providers get together. We have a guest speaker. We also serve. And so we organize our Project Homeless Connect, which is coming up on November 22nd. And we also do pop-up Project Homeless Connects, where we have an event at different locations throughout the community, maybe once or twice per month here in Las Vegas. And so our mission is just to, you know, advance strategies to end homelessness in Southern Nevada through advocacy, public awareness, education, and coordination of services.
Okay. And Dr. Edgeworth, why is Touro University a good match to help out Nevada Homeless Alliance with this Project Homeless Connect event?
Project Homeless Connect is an amazing event where the whole entire event is providing lots of services for those who are homeless and possibly near homelessness or very low income. Touro's part of that is doing medical and dental, the medical and dental section, where there will be mammograms and medical care and dental care, vaccines, all of those things. And Touro in general has always been very committed to our community and going out and helping. And so it's a natural extension that we would partner with the Nevada Homeless Alliance to help those people who are really the most in need. Additionally, we are training the city's next providers. The providers that are going to be connected to the community are those that are going to be working in a year or two out in our community, taking care of all of us. So the more we connect people to our community, the more likely we'll have really good providers staying here in our community.
How bad is the homeless problem in Nevada, specifically Southern Nevada?
So the 2022 point in time count was recently released. That is the homeless census count that happens the beginning of each year, where our community, we get together and go out and count individuals experiencing homelessness. And this year, there was a little bit over 5,000 people were experiencing homelessness that night. And that number is about the same as last year. And, you know, many of the individuals who are homeless are unsheltered homeless, and some are sheltered. But I think that since 2020, more people are at risk of homelessness. And in that space where they're couch surfing, living at hotels and motels, which isn't counted as a person experiencing homelessness since they're not literally on the streets or in a shelter. So the problem continues to grow, inflow continues to happen. And those point in time count numbers are one night. And we will be doing it again next January to get a more accurate number, hopefully.
Okay. And when you were experiencing homelessness yourself, what was the biggest challenge that you faced?
So I experienced homelessness from 2000 to 2009. The primary reason for my homelessness was substance use, right? Substance dependence. Mm-hmm. And during that time, you know, a lot of programs had regulations where you had to get clean and sober first and then get into housing. And so that was one of the barriers. Nowadays, we're employing the housing first model, where there are no preconditions on housing. Our goal in our community today is to get people in housing, then link you with the resources and services needed, mental health, health care, substance abuse, employment, and things like that. So, you know, along with substance abuse comes with guilt and shame. And so there's a lot of hiding out and not wanting to be seen. And so just the addiction and the disease of addiction coupled with the hopelessness kind of hinders one's ability to go out and try to get better or to even take help that's offered. So it wasn't until I was in a place of just total desperation where I asked for help. And unfortunately, it got to that point, and it still happens for a lot of people today. But I think that the way our system is working today, to where we have a more person-centered approach, and we're asking individuals what they need and what is their priority first, and there are not all these preconditions on programs that many people with issues such as mine at that time are getting the help they need and working through homelessness as well as substance use and gaining employment all at the same time.
Awesome. So give us the details. When and where is Project Homeless Connect happening, and what can people expect?
So this is the 30th year Project Homeless Connect in Southern Nevada. It will be at the Silver Nugget Event Center. The address is 2140 Las Vegas Boulevard North. And at this event, there's over 125 providers that are signed up to offer a wide range of services, all the way from medical, of course, all ranges of medical care, on-the-spot medical care. We will have legal aid, community resources, which could include Department of Welfare and Social Services, multiple MCOs such as Anthem, Silver Summit. There are a couple individuals there that will be assisting with taxes, all the way down to just general services that individuals may need, food banks and things like that. We have a service section for mental health and substance use, veterans, youth, families, and seniors. We'll also be offering haircuts, showers, and we'll be conducting a clothing store. We call it the Connect Store, as well as making sure individuals receive a meal as they're navigating through the events and getting the services that they may need. So one of our main things that we're doing is making sure that providers who are there will be able to offer same day services. So we will have Clark County Social Service there. We'll have multiple shelter providers there, housing people on the spot, and we'll have providers from the community conducting housing assessments to get individuals who are literally homeless on the wait list for housing in our community.
Okay. And Dr. Edgeworth Turo will be doing medical and dental services on site as well?
That's correct. We work with, I mean, it's many organizations that are involved, and we're just the medical dental chair, but we've coordinated everything from free mammograms and free medical care, free dental care. There'll be vaccines, all different vaccines will be available, foot checks, eye checks, lots and lots of things are going to be available. Not only are we making sure that everyone is getting same day services there, we're also making sure that people get follow up. The next day, we're not going to be there. So we're making sure that people are getting all of their follow-up appointments and medical appointments, making sure that Rosemond is providing a dental day where people are going to get free dental care and everyone will have follow-up. That's what we're really hoping for.
Perfect. Okay. And what's the date and time?
So the event will be Tuesday, November 22nd. We start at 9 a.m. and we end at 4 p.m. So okay. Tuesday, November 22nd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Silver Nugget.
How can community members help out either during the event or in general if they want to, for example, volunteer or donate to help Nevada Homeless Alliance?
We are still seeking volunteers. So every year, 300 to 400 volunteers come out and assist. And our volunteer registration link is on our website at www.NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. That's .org. Individuals can pick a shift to volunteer. And we also have our wish list of items that are needed, such as winter clothing, hats, beanies, water, things like that. And so All that is listed on our website with the corresponding information about where to drop off donations or who to contact if you have any additional questions.
Okay, awesome. And they can find out more information about the event on the website as well?
Absolutely.
And Dr. Edgeworth, where can people find out more information about Touro University?
Yeah, of course, you could go to our website, touro.edu, and you can learn more about the Touro University system. We are Touro University Nevada, so that's the one that you would click on for information about local educational.
Okay, awesome. So Touro University Nevada, you can find out more information at touro.edu and click on Touro University Nevada. If you want to find out more about the Nevada Homeless Alliance, it's nevadahomelessalliance.org. And if you want to find out more about the Project Homeless Connect event, which is in its 30th year, that's happening Tuesday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Silver Nugget Event Center, 2140 Las Vegas Boulevard North. And you can find out all about Project Homeless Connect at the Nevada Homeless Alliance website, which once again is nevadahomelessalliance.org. And specifically, they're still looking for volunteers. So if you would like to help out that day on Tuesday, November 22nd, you can help out as a volunteer during that event. And that information is also on the website. Or if you want to help out with donations in general, they have a wish list there, as well as all the information you need. So once again, nevadahomelessalliance.org. And I want to thank you both for being here and letting everyone know, first of all, about Project Homeless Connect and also about what your organizations are doing for the community individually as well. So I hope you get a lot of people out for Project Homeless Connect. And also, I want to thank you for all the help you're doing with the community and helping people who are experiencing homelessness. So thank you both.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much for having us.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Shannon Hiller, Chief Marketing Officer for the Clark County Credit Union, or CCCU. The credit union will be holding their Happy Bonus Days promotion soon, which benefits local charities as well as a few lucky members who shop during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Shannon, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I know a lot of people are familiar with the credit union, but for those who aren't, what is the Clark County Credit Union?
So a credit union is something that's owned by our members. Unlike a bank, we don't have shareholders, but our members make up the cooperative, the nonprofit that together helps each other with funding loans and really helping those financial dreams come true for our members, which are made up of people all over the Las Vegas Valley. Our main core groups are government employees, first responders, and the medical community, but really anyone can join through different channels for Clark County Credit Union.
Why do members normally choose a credit union over a standard bank?
I think people like to have options when they're looking at their finances. And a credit union really is known for their motto, which is people helping people. They look at the whole picture. There's local decision makers looking at the loans. This isn't just a, you know, kind of nameless algorithm that we're running you through, but people here that live and work in our community. And so I think that we also offer really great rates compared to banks. And so some of that money that you save by not having shareholders, that's given back to our members in the form of low loan rates or higher deposit rates. So people often come to us for auto loans, mortgages, home equity lines of credit, and then they just have some really great local people that they enjoy working with as well.
Nice. Okay. So what are the Happy Bonus Days?
So this is our third year doing this. It is so fun. We give back during the holidays to both nonprofits and our members. And this year we're choosing three nonprofits that our employees actually voted on: Cure for the Kids Foundation, Las Vegas Rescue Mission, and SafeNest. And those groups will be getting a $1,500 donation, just really great groups that are doing so many good things in the community. And then three members of Clark County Credit Union who shop during the Thanksgiving weekend. So Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, all you have to do is swipe your card. You're entered to win every single time you use your Visa card. you'll be entered to win up to $1,500 paid off of that card. So we've had members really have some awesome things that they just were purchasing anyway, and they happen to also win. This is a random contest, and you don't have to do anything else to apply.
So they get additional entries every time they swipe?
Yep, every single time you use your card. So if you really wanted to be strategic, you could go
break it down.
Yeah, a bunch of things. We had somebody, you know, spend maybe $50 at Home Depot, and that was their winning entry. So yeah, you really don't need to spend a lot of money to get that amount paid off. But everyone's going to be shopping anyway. Just if you use that Clark County Credit Union card, you might as well, you know, give it a whirl, enter to win.
Okay, nice. So basically one transaction will get paid off, not every transaction you do over the weekend.
Your card balance up to $1,500 would get paid off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. So if you bought $1,500 items over that weekend, you could get the whole, all of them paid off if you happen to win.
Yep. And that would be 15 entries.
Exactly. Nice. Okay, cool.
It's fun.
It does. It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, of course, people have to spend money during the holidays, and not everybody's going to be lucky enough to win. So for those who don't have their bills paid off by the Clark County Credit Union, what advice do you have for holiday budgeting?
We always advocate for really just, it's so and so boring, but it's plan ahead and make a budget for your expenses and then really stick to it. I know I keep a list on my phone of gifts because I buy things maybe during the year. And I am notorious for forgetting them. Like, what did I buy? Where did I put it? I mean, I do this every single year. So I'm keeping a list on my phone this year of what have I already purchased and how much am I going to spend? And just keeping track of it. You know what? We measure, we manage. And if you're just out shopping and doing those impulse buys, putting things in your shopping cart or online cart, it's so easy to spend more than you really intended. The other thing I would suggest is just waiting for those sales and signing up. If you have a shop or a online retailer that you particularly like, typically they're going to have some sale or coupon or certain, especially Black Friday, right? That's why we're doing our happy bonus days around Thanksgiving. And just wait for those opportunities to make sure you're getting the best deals. I think the other thing is just don't procrastinate. Like if you're waiting till the last minute, options are limited. I'm so tired of hearing this. I don't even want to say it, but supply chain issues, you know, we all keep hearing it. It's like, oh, I'm so tired of that. But really, like, we were even hearing, you know, things might run out. If you see something, you know, you probably should not procrastinate. Just grab it now. So tracking it and planning ahead, not very exciting, but that really is the best advice.
Yeah. You know, it seems like good advice is always kind of boring, but very, very important though, right? We can't ignore the boring stuff in life.
Yeah. One other tip I will say is, you know, a lot of cards, not just the credit union, but there's rewards or cash back, even discounts on certain things or special experiences that your card might offer. And look for those things as possible gift giving. You can even gift points, you know, on your card to someone else, or if you really want to gift it to charity, make a donation with your points. So if you're using that card consistently and kind of working the point system, that really can help give back. I remember I worked for a company before that we used one card all year long, and those points were really the employee gifts at the end of the year. So if you're a business and you have a card, that's another great way of just racking up those points when you're spending, using the same card to make sure you're getting the most points.
Yeah, nice. Now, I imagine some listeners are going to want to apply for a CCCU Visa, not only because, you know, you've mentioned how great the credit union is, but also to get a little bit of a chance in maybe having their bill paid off through the happy bonus days. So what are some of the perks and reward structures that you have with that Visa card?
So we have a couple different card options for those that want to join, and you just go to ccculv.org. That's just the Clark County Credit Union website. And there's a section for credit cards that has a nice handy dandy chart to compare. Our Infinity card is the card that offers the most rewards and really has opportunities for more cash back on your purchases. So then when you log in, there's a whole rewards page. You can see what's available. There's merchandise, there's travel discounts. Like I mentioned, the charitable giving, if that's something that you're, especially at holidays, people are looking for opportunities like that. So definitely just see what our reward site has to offer. And there's really something for everybody. You know, some people, it's like, if I have this card, I'm only going to get this one perk because it's very specific to some type of retailer or, you know, airline or something like that. This is a good card, especially for people who shop at multiple retailers and use different options. I'm usually looking just for the best price, right? I'm not always going to be loyal to maybe one brand or one airline. So this card gives you points no matter where you're shopping. And it's just a really good solid card with a low rate.
Okay. So at that website, they can also find out about your other financial products, I'm assuming, the loans and the credit union accounts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, everything. We just actually launched a new site this month, and people are welcome to go check out all of our different offerings. And I just think coming to our newly designed website, you're going to see so many different opportunities to be part of Clark County Credit Union. You know, some people come for our auto loans with the credit cards that we mentioned, but really there's just lots of opportunities. And I just really recommend that everyone should have a credit union.
How many branches do you have throughout the Valley?
We have 6 branches throughout the Valley, but we also like to say that everyone has a branch right in the palm of their hand with their smartphone. And so anywhere that you are, you can do just about everything on your phone that you would do in a branch, but 6 locations, North Las Vegas, Henderson, North, South, wherever you need to be, we have a branch.
Perfect. Okay. And where can listeners find out the details about the Happy Bonus Days? Is that also on the website?
There will be a section on our homepage, ccculd.org, and you can see the Happy Bonus Day details right there.
Okay, so once again, ccculd.org is the website to go to, Clark County Credit Union. So that's ccculd.org, 3 C's, ULV.org. And you'll find out all the information there about Clark County Credit Union. You can apply for a credit card. You can find out about their loans, their various auto loans and mortgages. You can find out about their savings and checkings accounts. Everything is right there. CCCULV.org. And of course, the Happy Bonus Days information is right there on the homepage. And Shannon, I want to thank you so much for being here and letting people know, first of all, about the credit union, but also about the Happy Bonus Days, which does sound like such a fantastic promotion. And I especially love that you're giving $1,500 to each of the 3 nonprofits that the employees chose. That's absolutely awesome. So thank you for being here, Shannon.
Thanks, Heather.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Heather Vail, and you're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me today is Dr. Doreen Marshall, VP of Mission Engagement at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The organization recently conducted a national public perception survey to better understand the attitudes and beliefs about mental health and suicide prevention. Doreen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly does the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention do on a day-to-day basis?
So we are the largest private nonprofit funder of suicide prevention research in the United States. We have chapters in all 50 states, and our chapters are involved in community education and raising awareness for suicide prevention and supporting those who have been impacted by suicide. We also are involved in national and state advocacy efforts to improve mental health and suicide prevention.
How has public perception of mental health changed recently?
Well, in the most recent Harris poll that we conducted, we found that 8 in 10 U.S. adults believe that mental health and physical health are equally important, and 9 in 10 believe that suicide can be prevented. So these numbers are really hopeful because it indicates that most people understand the importance of mental health and believe that suicide can be prevented.
Yeah, that's actually pretty big because it feels like there's still a stigma in society around seeking treatment for mental health. So the fact that 8 in 10 are saying mental health is just as important as physical health, that's incredible.
It was an important finding.
What barriers still exist to getting mental health treatment?
Well, you know, one of the things we found in this survey is that the public is eager to help. You know, most would do something if they knew someone was having thoughts of suicide. But these barriers include a lack of knowledge to know exactly what to do, and then barriers to accessing care. So cost, availability, those were some of the barriers that people identified in terms of what makes it difficult to get treatment for suicide and mental health concerns.
Okay. And what can we do to improve access?
Well, this is where advocacy is really important, because I do think that one, kind of making sure that more training is made available, not only for the general public, but for those who are responding to people who may be in mental health distress. Certainly, you know, we want to improve access to care, including affordability. And so we do have some information about advocacy at the POLS website, suicidepreventionnow.org. But it's important that people do get involved in advocacy efforts to improve mental health care in the U.S.
Okay. And bringing it a little closer to home, what can we do if we think a loved one is suicidal?
Well, I think the first thing, if you're wondering if someone may be suicidal, is, you know, to learn a little bit about the warning signs of suicide. So we look for changes in behavior. And certainly if someone is talking about feeling hopeless or even saying that they're having thoughts of killing themselves, it's important that we lean in, that we reassure them that help is out there, and that we then help them get that help. We should always take it seriously when someone may be having thoughts of suicide. But it's important that we don't wait, that we reassure the person, but also try and connect them to help resources.
Okay. And what should we do if we have suicidal feelings ourselves?
Well, you know, again, it's if we're the ones that are struggling, it's important that we reach out for help. We know that thoughts of suicide can come and go, and that the impulse for suicide can pass. So it's important to not wait. Certainly, we have the 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline number that you can call from anywhere in the country and get a trained person who will listen and who will help you through those difficult moments. But I think, you know, the key takeaway here is to know that you're not alone, that there's help out there, and to not stay silent, to let someone know that you're struggling.
So where can listeners find additional resources and support and find out more about what the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention does?
So you can go to our website to find out more about AFSP at afsp.org. We'd encourage you to connect with a chapter in your area. We have chapters in all 50 states, and that these can, you know, connecting with a chapter, you can attend an education event, you know, and learn more about warning signs, but also what you can do to help someone who may be struggling. We also have support resources for those who have lost a loved one to suicide.
So once again, if you're looking for resources and support around suicide prevention, afsp.org is the website to go to. That's the website for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, afsp.org. And if you're interested about the survey and finding out more about the results that came through in their recent survey, that website is suicidepreventionnow.org. suicidepreventionnow.org. And if you're having suicidal feelings and you're looking for some help, please dial the Lifeline number, which is 988, simply 988. That's the Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. And Dr. Doreen Marshall, I want to thank you so much for being here today and giving more resources and tools for the listeners and bringing more awareness to this, especially how public perception is changing. It's been very informative, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Heather Vail with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and this is your community events calendar for nonprofit initiatives and charity events around the Valley. Piff the Magic Dragon's sidekick, Mr. Piffles, is turning 15. The world's only magic performing chihuahua is also a rescue dog, and his birthday bash will support the Nevada SPCA. It's happening at the Flamingo this Monday, November 14th, with a birthday dinner from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show at the Flamingo Showroom, with guest star Donny Osmond singing Puppy Love, plus a meet and greet after the show. Get tickets at Ticketmaster or find out more at piffthemagicdragon.com. That's piffthemagicdragon.com. Touro University Nevada and the Nevada Homeless Alliance are partnering for Project Homeless Connect to serve the Las Vegas Valley's homeless and low-income population on Tuesday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Silver Nugget Event Center, 2140 Las Vegas Boulevard North. Find out all the details or sign up to volunteer at NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. That's NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. Monday's Dark with Mark Chinook is a bi-monthly musical fundraising party. Upcoming shows include Monday, November 21st at 8 p.m. at The Space, benefiting the Vegas Theater Company, and Monday, December 12th at 8 p.m. at The Palms to celebrate Monday's Dark's 9th anniversary. Get tickets or find out more details at mondaysdark.com. That's mondaysdark.com. Opportunity Village is holding their annual Magical Forest events from November 25th through December 31st at the Magical Forest on the Opportunity Village campus, 6300 West Oakey. Get your tickets and find out all the event times and dates at opportunityvillage.org. That's opportunityvillage.org. And Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada is holding their second annual Trailblaze Challenge presented by Subaru of Las Vegas on February 3rd to 5th, 2023, with a 12-week training starting this month. This is a 26.2-mile hike through the Valley of Fire backcountry in Mesquite with the goal of raising $300,000 to grant wishes for children with critical illnesses in Southern Nevada. Sign up or find out more information at wish.org/snv/trailblaze. That's wish.org/snv/trailblaze.